Lately, Carlton Smith has been having a lot of kitchen table talks with his sons, 16-year-old Kevin and 21-year-old Alex.
They've been asking me, well, Dad, I'm thinking about establishing my roots here and looking at what my options would be for a career. What is Juno's future going to look like?
To answer that question, Smith points to his understanding of Juno's past. His grandfather worked at the Treadwell Mine until it closed in 1922 when the family moved to Skagway. Smith grew up in Haines and went to Stanford University, where he graduated with a degree in political science in 1974. He moved to Juno for the first time after college to work in state government. Later, he lived in Anchorage, but returned to the capital city for good in 1998.
I have a context that is Juno past, present, and hopefully Juno future, and that's why I've chosen, you know, for my campaign to be future-oriented.
A well-known businessman, Smith has owned a commercial real estate company since 1989. His clients have included Alaska Native corporations, federal agencies like the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, and multinational corporations like ExxonMobil. He's also been on the board of directors for Sea Alaska Regional Native Corporation, was CEO of Kootsnuwu, the Native Corporation for Angoon, and has served on various nonprofit boards over the years.
I have a keen understanding of what it takes to keep a business afloat, and I think I also have a keen understanding of priorities, and I'm a decision maker, so this is what I hope to bring to the assembly.
Ask him what his vision for Juno's future entails, and Smith rattles off a list of ambitious goals that include making the city a regional leader in healthcare and solid waste, a statewide center for vocational education, and a national model for energy efficiency and savings.
We need to create a vision of where this community is going, and that's what I want to be a part of.
But he says details will be just as important as the big picture. The city predicts a 2012 budget shortfall in the millions of dollars. Since announcing his candidacy, Smith says he's been meeting with city department heads. He thinks Juno can find ways to save, but says it will have to be a collaborative process.
I don't think anybody wants to see job loss. That certainly wouldn't be my objective. But the sooner we get to it, the better. Because in the first year, Rod Swope's going to take to the assembly a first-year deficit reduction of $5 million. And that's very admirable. But it's going to require a great focus, you know, by the assembly.
Smith supports a ballot proposition extending Juno's temporary 3% sales tax, which, among other things, pays for police, fire, and emergency services, as well as some capital projects. He's against a citizens' initiative imposing a tax on plastic shopping bags designed to encourage consumers to bring their own. And he's in favor of an assembly-backed proposition exempting Juno from state financial disclosure rules for public officials and replacing them with local regulations.
In my opinion, they really do have a chilling effect. The requirements really do discourage quality people from public service.
Smith says the city should proceed cautiously on the AJ Mine, one of the more controversial issues taken up by the assembly in the last year. But before any mine development takes place, he says Juno should develop an alternative water supply.
The drinking water issue is number one, and it has to be assessed first.
Smith faces Lauren Jones and Jenny Del Rosario in the race for an area-wide assembly seat. This is his first run for political office. In Juno, I'm Casey Kelly.